So here's where it comes down. Everything kind of boils down into what we're actually talking about. Getting along with these hard people. And really, it's right there. You practice what you preach. What did Christ teach about how we should treat others? With kindness, right? What's the golden rule? Do unto others, so treat others as you would be treated. This is what Christ taught. He didn't say if they're nice, or if you feel get along with them, or if you feel it'll be easy, right? He said, do it. So, we've got to practice what we teach. Give your all. And if you do that, I can promise you guys that he will never leave you without help. And this counts also for, like, if you're at work or in college or wherever you may be, if there's a person you just can't get along with, if you apply these same principles and you honest to goodness want to help this person, then I can promise you that God will help you. He'll be there for you. Small acts of service. Don't ever give up. Do the small things. And I can tell you guys right now, they're probably not going to notice in the very beginning. As you start doing it, they're not even going to say anything, right? Or they might act skeptical, sarcastic, other things. But if you just keep doing that, you will come to serve them not because you want them to recognize you or not because you want them to be like, oh, thank you for serving me, but you'll come to serve them because you love that person and you want to help that person become better, right? And just remember that they may just be going through a hard time. They might just be going through a struggle. On my mission, I was very much closed-lipped. I didn't really talk with my companions or other people much about my struggles or what I was going through. And so in some ways, when I was going through a hard time, that did change slightly my attitude and how I was working and acting, because I was focusing or worried about these things I was going through. So remember that too. And here's the most important thing, charity and love. And I'm going to talk about a specific little thing that's in the mission that is fantastic and that you can use in the mission and out of the mission. Charity and love. Charity is the pure love of Christ, also known as unconditional love. So this person could absolutely hate your guts and swears that he will never like you in all of his life. And if you're seeking for charity, you'll strive to love them anyways. That's what Christ did. I mean, think about the Romans. They were nailing him to a cross. They put him up on a cross, which is excruciating and painful. And what did Christ say? He said, Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. He loved them even though they were putting him through what was probably the most cruel and agonizing death possible at that time in the world. Now, our companions aren't going to crucify us. It crossed my mind once or twice, but I didn't have big enough pieces of wood. Good thing, too. No, I'm just kidding. But this is what really makes a difference. And if you continue to strive to love your companions and the people you're around, even though if in the beginning it's not easy, it's not, don't worry, God will help you to develop that love.